I spoke a lot already.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Excellencies, dear colleagues, in line with the decision of the state's parties on matters related to the ISU, the review conference shall, in anticipation of the regular five-year periods, adopt a five-year work plan for the ISU, identifying on the one hand the expected workload of the ISU and on the other the estimated budget indicated year by year. So the rough estimates of the different categories of expenditures shall be specified, including but not limited to staff, travel, communications, public relations, and other expenses. The endeavor shall be to submit the five-year work plan at least 60 days before the opening of the review conference at which it is scheduled to be adopted. So the ISU, in cooperation with the president, shall propose the five-year work plan to the coordinating committee for endorsement ahead of its submission to the review conference. Now, as mentioned, the five-year work plan will determine the financial needs of the ISU over time. And as this five-year work plan concept was adopted by the state's parties, it was seen as a way to encourage state's parties as well to plan for contributions on a multi-annual basis to the ISU. So together with the president, the ISU is in the process of developing a new five-year work plan for presentation to the members of the coordinating committee for endorsement, and it'll subsequently be submitted to the review conference. In addition to this five-year work plan, the ISU will also be presenting a work plan for 2025 within the framework of this five-year work plan for, again, consideration, endorsement by the coordinating committee, and then subsequently adoption by the fifth review conference. So as with the I want to take this opportunity to thank all those states that have contributed. As many of you know, the ISU works on voluntary funding, its staffing, as well as its activities, as well as a core contribution from Switzerland to the ISU. So we want to thank those states that have contributed and have shown unwavering support for the ISU and for providing funding to the voluntary trust fund of the ISU, and to those that have communicated to me that contributions will be forthcoming. So in short, we hope to have these work plans online in the next few weeks and then for consideration at the review conference.